Almost a year ago, in May of 2014, international headlines hailed Dunedin as the first New Zealand city to divest from fossil fuels.
The Dunedin City Council has voted to dump about $2 million worth of investments in the oil.
Now that title will finally be deserved. Almost. Back in May of 2014, the Dunedin City Council, or the DCC, voted to draft a, quote, socially responsible investment policy. The proposed policy would bar council fund investments in a number of industries, including pornography, tobacco, and fossil fuels. And just under a year later, the DCC voted to approve that policy.
Well, it's been a long time coming, I tell you. Here we are, 28th of April, the final vote occurred. I think it was put off about five times.
Rosemary Penwarden is a spokesperson for Oil Free Otago, an activist group that has been campaigning for council divestment for over a year now. While the council has up to 2 years to implement the new policy, Penwarden sees its approval as a positive step.
It's a very strong message that people, that the council is quite aware of what is known as the carbon bubble and what is known as what's soon to be stranded assets, because if we're to keep the world below the 2 degree level of warming that was agreed to by world governments in Copenhagen in 2009, we just cannot burn most of what these industries have already on their books.
In the year that's elapsed since the initial vote last May, Dunedin has missed the metaphorical boat to be New Zealand's first city to divest. Christchurch beat them to it. Last year, Christchurch City Holdings Limited, the company that holds the city's investments, passed a policy not to invest in a number of industries, like tobacco and, quote, companies whose primary focus is the extraction and production of fossil fuels. Unlike in Dunedin, though, the decision wasn't a public one voted on by councillors, so it mostly passed under the radar and out of the public eye. In any case, Dunedin Mayor Dave Cole said, being first wasn't the point.
Well, the ambition wasn't to lead the way. The ambition was A, do what we thought was the best thing, the right thing, and B, it was prompted by our community. So we went out for consultation, asked the community about socially responsible investing, and we had already an informal policy that excluded tobacco and armaments, and the community came back overwhelmingly and said, we want you to exclude fossil fuel extraction as well. So we listened to that.
The vote was close. Seven councillors and the mayor for, seven councillors against. And the council's decision isn't without its critics. City Councillor Andrew Noon is one of the seven who voted against adopting the policy.
I feel it is hypocritical when we rely so heavily, all of us, doesn't matter whether what side of the argument you're on, all of us rely heavily on a day-to-day basis to get by by using fossil fuels or by burning fossil fuels.
Plus, he said, divestment from the fossil fuel industry might discourage oil and gas companies from setting up in Dunedin. Several companies are currently prospecting for fossil fuels in offshore New Zealand waters around the country, including areas off the coast of Dunedin. But Mayor Cole says the divestment won't discourage oil and gas companies from coming to Dunedin, and that it shouldn't.
There are people, and you may very well talk to them, who believe that the issue of divestment from fossil fuel extraction and the issue of Dunedin possibly being a support base for the oil and gas exploration off our coast are linked. I personally think that's a lot of rubbish.
The City Council isn't the only Dunedin institution to mull divestment. The University of Otago, one of the most well-known universities in New Zealand, is based in Dunedin. Its board said last month that, after receiving a letter from several high-level academics at the university, it, too, was considering divestment. The university noted that less than 1% of its fund is currently invested in the fossil fuel industry, but with a $169.1 million fund, less than 1% could be over $1 million. Again, Rosemary Penwarden.
The university divestment for Dunedin, for Otago University, was really initiated by the staff, by some members of staff who have got together and have written to the board asking them to consider divesting. So I don't know exactly where it's at now, but I do know that the students have now come on board. So there's a lot of encouragement and there's a lot of support. We're really, really encouraged by the amount of support from the students and from the staff about this.
If the university does divest, it won't be the first in New Zealand to do so. Victoria University in Wellington has already beat them to it. Carla Green, FSRN, New Zealand.